Factor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, and there'll be some people hanging up here real quick. You can follow them when you hear them hang up is 866-444-3478. I checked my email, and we had a winner on the contest at 8:15. So those of you that are calling in to guess the contest question, it has been successfully identified by a gentleman in San Antonio, Texas, as a matter of fact, and it is kidney wood. Kidney wood is a little Texas native tree that is just terrific. It has great fragrance. For those of you in zone 8 and warmer, you can grow it without any trouble. If you're colder than that, you could do it as kind of a neat little bonsai tree or container tree that would be great for the terrace that could be moved into a protected area in the winter. If you want to learn more about it, just go to Kidney Wood in the library of dirtdoctor.com. Those of you that were holding all bail, so sorry about that. We'll have another contest picture for everybody next week. And what you win, what Michael wins, is one of our courses, the Natural Organic Certification Course. Value, retail value for one like that is $195. So congratulations to him, and we'll do some more. By the way, people out there that are interested, we've got some folks doing this already. If you're involved in a school, a nonprofit organization, if you are a landscape contractor or somebody with a maintenance department of several people and want to sign up for the course for more than one person, there are some discounts available, and you can get all that information by checking with the contact information on the website. All right, and then we've got an open line now for you at 866-444-3478. We'll get right back to the phones in a second, but I want to tell you about a little recipe that we did last night. Judy and I were talking about, she had bought a pork tenderloin to cook, and I got to thinking that I hadn't cooked with the Ojasanta leaves in a long time. It's something that I really love the flavor of. You'll read, and even in some of our stuff, I think that if you did it too much, it would maybe be a little harsh, kind of like eating spinach every meal. You know, there's some things in spinach that probably if you ate it all the time, it could create a little bit of a problem. And I think Ojasanta is sort of the same way. There's some alkaloids in there and some things that I think we've covered on the website and other people would tell you about too. So you just don't want to eat hunks of leaves of Ojasanta a lot. But on the other hand, you can take the leaves of Ojasanta, and they're big. They're great big leaves. They're as big as your two hands together. And I got two great big leaves, and Judy browned the pork on both sides really well and then wrapped the Ojasanta leaves around the pork, and then she cooked it in a covered skillet on top of the stove. You could bake it or do it any number of ways. And it puts that Ojasanta anise flavor into the meat, and man, is it really, really good. And you can eat some of the Ojasanta too. It's a fairly strong flavor, but just having it around the meat, and you can do it with chicken or fish or beef or pork like we did, any kind of meat, and I think you'll like it a lot. And it's a plant that is a culinary herb that we have a kind of a little mini forest of it under the ginkgo tree. But everybody listening can grow it zone 8 and warmer as a perennial, maybe even zone 7 as a perennial. And then colder than that, you'd kind of have to treat it like I was talking about the kidney wood, growing it in a pot and protecting it in the winter or using it as an annual. But it comes back pretty reliably as a perennial zone 8 and warmer. Now, There is one little caveat about it, and that is it can become invasive to a degree. It'll spread. So best place to put it is someplace where you can pretty easily control its spread. Now, mine's kind of unusual because mine is under the ginkgo and around the ginkgo and backing up to a bamboo forest. So it's not nearly the most invasive plant that I have there. Okay, and then there's been some questions about army worms. I ought to work that in there so I don't forget. And the deal on army worms, if they're hitting turf, whether it's native turf grasses or your lawn or something similar, you can spray them and kill them easily if you need to, if they're doing enough damage. Sometimes it's kind of cosmetic damage. But you can spray with spinosad. Any of the spinosad products will kill them straight away. Or you can use the BT products. And the BT products have to be sprayed on the foliage of whatever they're eating. The caterpillars eat the BT-laced foliage, and it gives them a killing disease inside. It's a bacteria inside the body of the caterpillar. Kind of gross, but that's how it works. It will kill butterflies, too, and beneficial moths, not pollinating moths. Like, I saw a huge, big old Luna moth in my yard a couple of days ago, and I got a picture of it. I need to put it on Facebook for you. It was really a beauty. It was either a Luna or an IO moth. I'm not sure. I haven't even looked at the photograph closely. But anyway, the BT products will kill any of the Lepidopterous insects. So you don't want to spray it all over the place, just on the plants that are getting damaged by the army worms, if that is the case. Back to the phones. Let's see who's next up. Suzanne, listening on WCPT, Janesville, Wisconsin. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
What can I do for you? Thanks for calling.
Hi. My neighbor didn't like my trees growing over his fence, so when I was at work one day, he really went along the fence line and really did a lot of damage. And some of the, there's a big branch that was about, 10 inches in circumference that he just snapped off and the bark tore.
Yeah.
I know this is the wrong time of year to be doing that kind of work, but am I going to lose that tree from what he's done to him? I mean, he just went down the fence line and just chopped everything off. And that's like 5-6 trees. So it's like, I'm a little afraid I'm going to lose some of them.
What do you do from here? What kind of trees are they, Suzanne?
The big one that he really hurt was the mulberry.
Okay. And then
the other ones were like crab apples, a couple of crab apples.
Okay.
But the mulberry is the one he did the worst damage to.
Well, here's the deal on the whole story on this situation. When you have trees that are growing onto a neighbor's property, they do have the right to trim those limbs off. On the other hand, and I think there's precedent here, I think it's been to court. If you do that and you do it so severely that it injures the tree enough to kill the tree or whatever, there can be some liability. Of course, there'd have to be a lawsuit, settle the thing. But on the first part of the puzzle is that if he has stuff growing over on his property, he can cut those limbs off.
Oh, I understand that, but this is the wrong time of year to be chopping off branches.
Well, it's really not the wrong time of the year. It's an excellent time to do pruning. So, yeah, you don't need to worry about that part of it. You need to just go ahead and talk to them about, if you're going to do more, talk to me and let me have my arborist come over and do the pruning, properly and like I want to have it done rather than you butchering my tree. Because if you keep doing that and the tree dies, we're going to have us a little set to here. So,
Well, the one that he tore the bark back on, he left about 3 feet on that branch. So what I was going to do is come back down toward the main part of the tree and cut off what he damaged so badly. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. But don't make flush cuts. Leave a nice big branch collar and do it properly. Take a look at the photographs and the and the drawings and everything in our books and on the website. But if you can just get him to understand that, you understand he doesn't want your limbs in the shade and all that kind of thing, but you'd rather do the pruning than him so right. that it's done right.
Right, correctly. Another question I have for you. My mulberry always tends to bleed. Is that normal?
Yeah, mulberries and American elms, it's just built-in equipment, you know, and normally it doesn't mean anything. Normally it's just a pressure that's relieving some sap. Keep the plant as healthy as possible, the root flare exposed, and organic fertilizers, and generally treatment is not required.
Okay.
I appreciate your call.
Thank you very much.
All right, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Xylo bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. And they are really strong. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. They are the best compostable bags available. For more information, go to xylobags.com. That's xylobags.com.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And let's see. I needed to catch up on something, I think, but we'll go to Roger first, North Richland Hills. Hello, Roger.
Hey there. We have a forsythia bush that has some kind of bug destroying the leaves on it. And I can't tell you about the bug because we can't really see it.
Forsythia bush, this is the spring flowering yellow.
That is correct.
Flowering plant, and it's eating the foliage right now.
Yes.
You can't see the bug.
No, but we've been stung by it.
Well, I don't know any bug that would eat foliage and also be stinging insects, so I'm not sure what it would be, Roger. I would doubt it's very significant damage, or am I wrong about that?
No, but it is increasing, by the day.
Okay. Well, when you have something that's kind of a cosmetic deal like that, the best tool to use is garlic pepper tea. And you can make it yourself. Just put two hot peppers and two bulbs of garlic in a blender, blend it, and strain the solids out, and mix a gallon of water with that, and that's your concentrate. And if you spray that, it repels without hurting the beneficial insects.
Okay.
So I think what you have there is a pretty minor thing, and we really wouldn't want to be spraying something like spinosad or some actual killing spray, even though it's an organic one, and hurting the beneficials.
You wouldn't want orange oil on it.
Well, orange oil is a killing spray. If you use it at 2 ounces per gallon of water, it kills. It's an organic tool, it's something we recommend and use. One of the other possibilities is to use about 1 ounce of orange oil per gallon of water, and it would function more as a repellent, kind of like the garlic pepper tea would.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be another way to go, too. But if you don't see a whole bunch of damage to the foliage, and even if it's a whole bunch of damage to the foliage at this point in the year, the foliage has basically started the process of dying now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to hurt the plant at all. It's just a cosmetic issue at this point.
Okay. Well, I really like the garlic pepper tea idea.
Well, there's a video of me showing how to make it right on dirtdoctor.com. I don't know if it's the one still up on the homepage, but it's easy to find in YouTube if it's not there. And you can also go into the library on dirtdoctor.com, and it explains how to do it real easily.
if I do the orange, the 1 ounce of orange oil with a gallon of water, would I want to add some Garrett juice to that?
Well, if you do, you just get some foliar feeding benefit out of it, even though it's in basically going into the end of the season. You do get some foliar benefit by the stuff hitting the leaves that are going downhill and hitting the stems of the plant. So, yeah, you get some benefit. There's no question about it.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Let's go to Colorado Springs and talk to Michael on KZNT. Hello, Michael.
Good morning. Good morning. You have a great show and a great website.
Thank
just
you,
appreciate
sir.
Everything you do. I've been listening for many years, and you know, it's just a great help. I have both container gardens, tomatoes and vegetables, and I also have an earth garden.
Okay.
And the problem I have is in my containers, they're about 3 feet high and 1 foot by 1 foot, and they grow really well. The problem is after about 2 years, the tomatoes and vegetables in the containers start getting a lot of fungus and leaf blight and things like that, and I suspect that it's hiding out in the soil. The fix for it is to dump the soil and inorganic growth media out, like on a big sheet, and dry it out in the sun and sterilize it. But, you know, that's really hard and takes a lot of time and so forth. So I'm just wondering if there's some mixture, like of hydrogen peroxide or something, that at the end of the season I could, you know, run through the soil to eliminate, you know, anything that's hiding out in it. I don't have the problem in my earth garden. My earth garden, you know, doesn't have any of those same issues. So
okay.
I'm just wondering what to do.
All right. Everything's kind of exaggerated in containers. What kind of containers are you using, Mike?
These are some containers that a guy in New York designed about 30 years ago. He sold them commercially, and they're called Living Wall Gardens, and I just happened to pick up, I think, the last five or six.
Okay.
That,
are they plastic or ceramic or what?
They're plastic.
Plastic and containers. Okay. Plastic kind of is the worst of all of the container situations. But what I would do, I think your suggestion there is a good one. If you drench it with hydrogen peroxide one time, just use 3% hydrogen peroxide. You know,
okay.
You can go to the big stores and buy it for 80 cents a bottle.
Yep.
And just drench it through. That will do a pretty good job of a temporary sterilization of any kind of harmful bacteria and fungus that's in there. But then I would turn right around and I would add things that are going to, you know, be probiotic and kick it right back into gear. You could skip the hydrogen peroxide, but since you've identified kind of a chronic, recurring situation, I think I'd do the hydrogen peroxide, and then I would put in some earthworm castings, molasses, all the stuff basically that we would use in the soil detox program, and that's how it's listed on my website, is soil detox.
Yeah,
and it's
okay.
Using all the different things that do the best job of kicking up the biology in a hurry. And the okay. One of the best things would be the Garrett Juice Pro, which has the mycorrhizal fungus and beneficial bacteria in it.
That sounds great. I'll try it over the winter.
Okay, let me put you on hold if you had something else. Go run for a second, Howard Garrett. Be back with you right after this. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at Kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, and we've got an open line if you want to jump on there at 866-444-3478. I was chatting with the last caller off the air about the pot situation, decontaminating pots. Plastic pots just present more problems than anything. Terracotta pots are better. Wooden barrels are great, except for one small problem, and that is in an organic program. When you have this high level of biological activity in the soil, it eats the wood up pretty fast, and you end up having to replace them. But as far as just the quality conditions of growing something in a container, whiskey barrels or any kind of wooden barrels, wine barrels, whatever, work great other than the rotting and falling apart and having to be replaced. And one thing I was suggesting to look at in this case was if new pots came into the picture, the fabric pots called smart pots are just fantastic because they're made out of fabric and they breathe better. They eliminate the circling and girdling roots. You don't have the water balancing the water too much or too little problem near as much, and you don't have the buildup of pathogens as bad as you do with other kinds of pots, especially plastic pots. Smart Pots is a brand name, and they're really, really good. They're kind of the leaders in that whole industry. I think the growing industry, people growing trees and shrubs and things in above ground in nurseries in fabric pots came from that technology, from that company. So they do a good job called Smart Pots. Doris, Flower Mound, Texas, next up. Hello, Doris.
Hi, Garrett. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
All right, so here's my question. I bought a new house, and the lawn is not thriving. Brand new build on a bunch of fill dirt. I went and had soil samples done by Texas A&M, and the results had me scratching my head. I don't know what I'm supposed to do to now get the lawn healthy. You know, nitrate was zero, calcium past critical levels, phosphorus extremely low, and it's all in a language I don't speak. So thought I would call and see what you would recommend.
Well, you said something that surprises me a little bit, Doris. Normally, I would have told you exactly what was on that test just by you telling me who did it. But but you said phosphorus is showing to be very low on that test?
Extremely low, yeah.
Very interesting. Low. They normally are saying that phosphorus is through the roof too high and you shouldn't use any organic products or compost or anything with phosphorus in it for 3 to 5 years. So you are in Flower Mound. Flower Mound has some sandy soil locations. Do you happen to be in one of those?
Yeah, it was like 66%, I think 66% sand, 11% silt, and then the rest was clay.
All right. Well, that explains why you've got an unusual one for an A&M test. What you need to do is just take a look at our basic organic program, the basic stuff that I recommend for any soil, really, works very well for you with a couple of little exceptions that I'll tell you about. And it starts with compost and organic fertilizers, building up that carbon level in the soil. That's the storehouse. That's the warehouse in the soil. It holds the moisture, holds the nutrients, helps create and hold the biological activity. The second group of things that you put in the soil are the rock minerals. Rock minerals don't provide a whole lot of nutrients, but they do other things. In that category, what we want you to use is lava sand and green sand primarily. You can also use a product called azomite. And you can also use any other ground rock minerals that are a different color, thus a different chemistry, than your soil there in Flower Mound. One of the things that I use in my bed preparation, for example, along with green sand and lava sand, is decomposed granite. A lot of people use it for walkways.
Really?
Yeah, and things like that. But it's a great addition for your bed preparation as well. And then for phosphorus, there's a product called soft rock phosphate, and it has been hard to find the last few years, but it's back on the market now. And if you'll talk to the local nurseries, call around and find some soft rock phosphate and add that at about 40 to 50 pounds per 1,000 square feet to your beds.
Wow.
That'll
okay.
take care of the phosphorus.
Fantastic. And then one last thing, if I could.
Sure.
It's also on the test. It said that the sulfate was very high. It didn't say anything else, types of sulfate. Hmm. Does that ring a bell to you?
That's unusual, too. Usually the sulfur is not that high in the soils. The buffering you would get from the phosphorus and from the other things that I'm talking about there will take care of that. If you use the Garrett juice that has the biological activity in it, either the Maestro Grow or the one from Good Natured, they both have the beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus, and that biological component of your fertilization will help to balance out that chemistry imbalance that you have. The plants that you're currently growing there, are they looking okay, or are they kind of yellow?
No, everything looks terrible.
Okay.
So we took three samples, and they all came back the same. The lawn was two of the three, front and back. Mm-hmm. And then the one, you know, token flower bed they always put in those new construction homes. And I put some annuals in them and with some compost, and they just looked sad as can be. They turned completely yellow, very leggy. tiny little leaves and just died.
Okay.
And I'm not the only one in the neighborhood where those are.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Just, look at that.
Well, a couple of things that I would do, and then I'll give you one final tip. I would get another soil test, and I'd get a water test, too, from Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh, Texas, because they give you a completely different kind of test than A&M does. What they give you is a test that tells you not only what's in the soil, but what is available to the plant. And it would be worth it. It'd cost you another, I don't know how much it is, 30, 50 bucks, whatever it is. But if you really want to know, if y'all are having that much of a chronic problem down there, probably good for your other neighbors and everybody to get that those two additional tests and make sure. The other thing that I would probably recommend that you do in this case is go to the feed stores or the farm stores and see if somebody can help you with a high calcium lime. You know, not a dolomite, but a high calcium lime. And when you get the reports back from Texas Plant Soil Lab, that may be one of the things that they recommend that you use. You might just start scouting around and see if anybody's got it. It's not a common thing. It's high calcium lime is what's used in farming and ranching where you need a lift of calcium and phosphorus and you already have enough magnesium. So you don't want to.
Even if my calcium is exceedingly high, I would still want to add that?
Yeah, because of the phosphorus.
Okay. Just the phosphorus.
Yeah, just look around at that and be ready for it if it calls for it from the next test that you get. In the meantime, you can add those other materials that I talk about.
Oh, yeah, that'll keep me busy for sure.
Yeah.
Good. All right, well, thank you. That was so helpful. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
All right.
Talk to you later. It is John in Arlington next up. Hello, John.
Hello. Good morning. I actually have a question about a tree to put in a front yard.
Okay.
And from the road to the house, actually to the mailbox to the house, is 34 feet. One side of the house, I got the water system and everything, and on that, going to the house, and on the, back on the other side, further away is a gas line. And in between there, that's what I'm thinking about planting. I was wondering what kind of tree I plant for a shade tree for the front yard without damaging everything else.
Well, any kind of tree, John, can end up damaging utilities with its roots if it's a perfect storm. You know, if the root gets over against a line and really grows significantly and pushes against the line. So any tree has a potential of doing that. I don't recommend that too much. I've got a big live oak in my front yard that you can see that it bulged at the base and pushed a conduit for an irrigation line and broke it, and it had to be replaced. So that kind of thing happens from time to time. You can't totally eliminate it, but the choice of trees for your front yard could be any number of things. Do you have plenty of room for the top to grow?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you could look at red oaks. You could look at cedar elms. You could look at the big tooth maple, which is one of my favorite trees. It's a native maple to the Texas area. It's just great.
It's what kind of cedar?
Well, cedar elm is a native elm that's real good. It has small leaves. And then the maple that I like a lot is called big tooth maple. It's a very clean, very beautiful tree. It looks good all summer long and has beautiful, beautiful fall color as well. It's a little harder to find because it's not one of those fancy hybrids that a lot of the nurseries sell. It's a native plant, but it's a good one. It's called Big Tooth Maple.
Okay. Red oak,
cedar elm.
And maple.
Mm-hmm.
Those are more, I know these, somebody told me about bur oak.
Well, bur oak's great. It's a big tree. It gets larger than any of the trees we've talked about so far by quite a bit. I have one right at our front door of our house. So it's
the roots go more or less go straight down a good way before it spreads out?
No, the roots go more or less straight out. The roots of all trees, in the beginning, they have a tap root that goes down, but as the tree starts to develop, the roots develop in the top 12 inches of soil, basically, no matter whether it's an oak, an elm, a mesquite, or what.
Okay. What they're talking about putting the water line, which is broke here, going to go down, they claim, to 14 inches.
Well, that's where the roots are going to be growing, is in 14 inches. But, again, I don't worry about it. We deal with houses by the thousands every year that plant trees and have tree roots growing in that top 12 to 14 inches and not create a problem for utility lines at all.
Okay. Okay. Good chance it wouldn't damage the line then.
It's always possible, but I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, right. My wife's concerned about it up there planting a tree in front of you. I'd like to have one up there.
No, don't worry about it. Just get something planted. Take a look at that maple. I think it'd be a good one for you. Appreciate your call very much. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's go to Fort Worth and talk to Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Dr. Garrett. How are you doing today?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I got an older dog that seems to be getting lazy and only wants to go to the restroom in one spot in our yard,
okay.
Killing the yard. I wonder if you have any ideas what I might be able to do to help get it back. It's St. Augustine.
Okay. Yeah, I've been dealing with a similar thing myself a little bit. There's a couple of things you can do, Jim. Number one, you can counteract the ammonia, which is what is the yellowing and killing part of the urine and the droppings as well, with a product called zeolite. You can buy zeolite at the farm and feed stores. Some of the garden centers will have it in stock. It'll be a white granulated material. It's used in horse stalls a lot for, getting rid of odor in horse stalls and everything. It's just that those products that are sold for that are just ground up zeolite. That's all they are.
Okay. Do I just put a little bit around the areas or just outside the area?
Just sprinkle it across the area. It's good for the soil and everything, too, so it's kind of hard to overuse it. The other thing that you can do, and this sounds a little weird and a little gross to some people, but it really works, and I've just done it with our new dog, our new SPCA adoptee, Hazel. She decided, I put some kind of funny pictures on Facebook, she decided that I hadn't exposed the flare of my ginkgo enough, and so she was exposing it some more for me by digging to China around my tree.
Uh-oh.
And so what I did is what I've recommended in the past when dogs have a problem about digging in some area. You take their droppings, literally, and put them in a bucket and put water in it and make a manure tea, let it sit for a while, and then pour it into the area where they're digging, and they will flat stop digging. They will not go back in there for some period of time. Now, at some point, obviously, the odor will wear off, and it's not a stinky thing for the garden or anything. It lasts just a short while, and then it dissipates. But they can tell that it's still there. And I did our tree almost a week ago, and she hadn't touched the area since then. I've got some more ready to go if she decides to do it again. But you could do the same thing in an area out in the turf. just mix it in water. Dilute it down so you're not going to be putting it on too strongly and burn the grass with the manure tea. But put it in that area, and the dog will move over and go to another place.
All right. Well, that sounds great. I believe I'll try the zeolite first, and then we'll go from there.
Well, they both work. The zeolite just helps you. It doesn't repel them as much. It just kind of helps the damage that is done in that area. The manure tea actually moves them on to another spot.
Okay. Well, maybe we can get her moved on to another spot and then put the zeolite out to help bring it back.
Is it a female dog and it's a urine problem that's primarily the deal? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think that'll work, but the zeolite will shut down the ammonia damage without any question.
Sounds great. Well, you helped me out a lot, and I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Telephone number to be with us is 866-444-3478. Let me think what I forgot to work in for you. There's probably ought to mention one more time, we've got a newsletter that covers a lot of these things. I don't know what the next one I'm going to do is, but it's electronic. We send it out on a weekly basis. It covers one subject at a time. We have a lot of fun with it. We've got an awful lot of people that take it. And love for you to be on board. All you do is sign up on dirtdoctor.com, and we will send it to you. If you want additional information than that, you can join the Organic Club of America, which is our membership area of dirtdoctor.com. And you can also find on that same homepage the information about the course, the Natural Organic Certification Course, which is a course that we designed, and I teach the course. It's in 15 chapters. You take a chapter, you take a test, you've got to pass the test 100%, and then go to the next chapter and then right on through the 15. And when you're through, you receive a certificate of certification in the natural organic approach to gardening and landscaping. It's for professionals, but it's also for homeowners as well. I tried to write it, and we produced it so that there's enough detail for you if you're in the business, and there's it's not too complicated at all for homeowners and school kids and the whole deal. So check it out and let me know what you think. We're getting some really good feedback about it, by the way. Here is Randy in Calumet, Illinois. Hello, Randy.
Hello, Howard.
What's up?
I have a question. I've got a infestation of what they call bindweed.
Mm, boy.
And it's a small white flowering vine that has taken over a lot of the property, especially in the garden and along a bed of hostas. Can you give me any kind of recipe or brew that to eliminate it? Or
yeah, Randy, first of all, I've got it myself, too, in my gardens at the office. It's a bad weed. Just keep physically removing it. I know it comes back from the little pieces, but do that and keep mulch in the area. You can spot spray it with the vinegar sprays, and the vinegar formula is on my website on dirtdoctor.com. Basically, it's straight vinegar with a little bit of orange oil in it. So it's physical removal, build the organic matter in the soil, spray with vinegar, just stay after it is really the only thing you can do. We've got a whole newsletter on these kind of weeds, and mine weed is covered in it right on dirtdoctor.com. I'll talk to you off the air. If you had something else, I got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.